is 88.5 GPB Atlanta, where you're listening to Morning Edition. I'm Leah Fleming. There's a water crisis going on in DeKalb County. It's not a problem of what's in the water, but rather the cost of the water. Residents of DeKalb County have been dealing with incorrect or high water bills for years. Well, recently, a programming error charged some residents 100 times their normal rate. So the problem has been described as a crisis by DeKalb's new CEO, Michael Thurman, who's talked about turning around this current state of affairs, and we're going to talk to him now. Good morning.
Good morning, Leah.
All right. So first off, can you take us through the history of this problem? This is not something that started yesterday. Tell us about the history and how many people does it affect?
DeKalb has 184,000 separate customers, mm-hmm. and many of the issues that we are facing, some we've corrected, actually originated years, if not decades ago.
What is the source of the problem that you've been able to find out?
It's a multifaceted problem, primarily issues around lack of training and staffing in terms of personnel. Also, we've had issues with defective water meters that were out of cycle and needed to be replaced. And so all of these issues have festered for years, if not decades, and came to a head in 2016 when citizens in large numbers began to raise concerns, became frustrated, angry, and demanded a new direction.
So when you came in on the job in January, I would imagine this was probably the first issue that that you had to deal with. What were people telling you?
Well, that was anger, frustration, disappointment in our governmental system. Issues around correct water bills is not something that the average citizen needs or anticipates or expects from their government. And what's clear, you mentioned it, most of the issues, if not all of them, originated prior to my election. But on January 1st, I inherited those. I am the person ultimately responsible for correcting the problems as they continue now and in the future.
All right. So I've heard there have been reports that it'll take about 3 more years to maybe correct the problem. Tens of millions of dollars needs to be invested into that. What exactly is the plan to fix water infrastructure?
Well, actually, we have a short-term and a long-term strategy. You're correct that ultimately the implementation and development of a new system will take 2 to 3 years. In February, the county commissioners approved a strategy, which is what I call the New Day Project, which is a 90-day plan, which will correct in a short term most of the issues that we have faced. In 2016, in the fall, in October, the government withheld 37,000 bills because we could not independently verify the accuracy of those bills. Since February, we've been able to release 8,000 of the bills. We've also made, obviously, steps in determining the root cause of the extraordinarily high bills, which was a programming multiplier issue. We've corrected that. We've hired 12 new customer service representatives and trained them. We have an additional 20 being hired as I speak. We've also hired 12 new field technicians that actually are the people who go out, read the meters, as well as make sure they are maintained properly.
So what are you telling people to do if they get a bill and it is incredibly high and they don't think that it's accurate?
As CEO, as representative of our government, I have no desire or need or expectation that citizens will pay for services not received. So if you receive a bill that you feel is not accurate, we have a dispute resolution process in place where the bills can be disputed. We have a moratorium in place so that no services are being disconnected while we address these issues. And we're working. We have had so far 2 30-day updates. There'll be a third one in July where citizens who have specific complaints can come to our meeting and get assistance immediately on the spot.
So if I were moving into the area or if I already owned a home in DeKalb for years, and I've been dealing with the water challenge, these water bills, it might make me actually think twice about moving into DeKalb, and it might even make me think about selling my home and moving out, because certainly I would imagine it's taken an emotional toll on some people. What have you been, telling people? What have you been feeling about that? Do you understand that has an effect on the community?
Well, I received a high water bill prior to my being sworn in as CEO. So I understand that personally. First of all, there is no excuse, and we make no excuses. Citizens deserve to have an accurate system, a system that we can all be proud of. And I apologize to anyone who's been negatively impacted by what has occurred in the past. But I know for a fact the system we have in place today is much better, much improved than the one that I inherited on January 1st. Secondly, I'd ask citizens to maintain some perspective. We have 184,000 customers. At its worst, we had issues with 37,000 bills, and that's been reduced since that point. The great majority of our customers receive accurate water bills every month or every 2 months. So keeping it in perspective and recognizing that the great majority have never had an issue with their water bill. Point is, this is a journey, not an event, but it's a journey back to respectability, a journey to transparency, and a journey towards accuracy. We on that journey. We're moving in the right direction, and I'm excited about the progress being made.
All right. Michael Thurman, you are the CEO of DeKalb County. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
This is GPB Atlanta.